You are now live with Young C, all the way from California. You are tuned in to That's Not Christian.
And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world, it's the That's Not Christian podcast.
Hey.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's what up, go. Y'all? It's your boy Switch. I'm here with your man Jimmy. I'm here with your boy Jay. I'm here with your man Ant. And we have our very, very special guest, Young C.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Thank you for joining us, man.
For real. Hey,
when I first heard about this podcast, I thought you guys were trolling. Like, I was like, what is this? And then somebody put me onto it. I forgot who it was. And I was like, just going based off the name, I was like,
right.
Nah, they trying to get at Christians. That's what that is. I was no way.
Yeah, what happened was we was like in the chat room and I will always joke and we will always say, like, somebody say something and be like, yo, that's not Christian, bro. You know what I mean? And then that's just kind of got into the stuck. Whole
yeah. Ran with it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, because we seen other like troll podcasts like that, right? That are like
right. That's yeah. what I thought. That's why I was like, nah, I'm not messing with that.
That's why he left us on red.
He's like, hold on.
Exactly. When you guys hit me up, I left it in there for a little bit and I was like, let me do my research before I say yes. But yeah
official. It's great to have you on the show.
I think it was Dante and some of the Hogmaw people.
Hogmaw.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're not playing with Dante, and if you are, you tough. You gonna play with him like that?
Right.
Yeah, man.
Nah, he's good people, man. Yeah. We've been in the same chat with him for years now, right? A couple years.
Yeah.
Good people, man. Love what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a man of God for sure.
Yeah, for real. What was going on today, fellas? Man, it got spicy on Capitol Hill, man.
Yo.
World is ending.
America invaded America, right?
That's the first thing I heard when I heard about it. It was like, the world is over. Everything's done.
Praise God.
Right.
Praise God.
We get to go home.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right, man. So we had today was the final day for the electoral college to put in their submit their final results.
Yeah, that
right.
Too.
The whole election process, right?
Yeah.
Then they had the runoffs here in Georgia.
Yep. Yeah.
They had a little interruption though, right?
Huh?
They had a little interruption with the electoral college.
Oh, a little.
Yeah. But they said that they moved to like another building or something, right?
I saw
to,
that.
Like, finish
I saw
off it, the
but
couch.
they got tunnels and stuff like that, right? Where they could like escape stuff like that. That's pretty
wait
cool.
a minute. They were still like counting? They were still counting while everything was going down?
It was still on the floor.
Yeah.
But they said it was on the floor. They said like one of those, I don't know, some worker. Like almost, I want to say minimum wage type worker, the dudes that carry it. Like he was, I'm not being funny because that's how they said it on the news. But it was like, dude really stuck to his job. Like he ran and got the ballots before everybody swarmed in. So they like, had he not done it, they could have got a hold of it, and they was like, you know, they could have did whatever, burned it, whatever the case.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So supposedly this all started when Trump was doing a rally, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he started, you know, talking about, hey, you know, we need to basically, you know, I don't know exactly what was the words, but it was all along the lines like, we need to just not let them steal the election like that. And
right. That was this morning, right? Because I remember seeing it on TV and he was like telling people like to walk down whatever
to
street
go march
is. Yeah to go march or whatever. So he was kind of like telling people pretty much to get in place. Now I don't think that he was trying to agitate people, but he definitely put them where they needed to be, because he was like, y'all need to march up there, you know what I mean, and not allow, you know, this election to get stolen or whatever. That's what I saw, you know what I mean. And then like I'm doing my
that was
my
this
stuff.
Morning
That was this morning. Because yeah. people were already there. People have been there for like 2 days, I think. And I'm doing my morning routine, you know what I mean? I'm checking emails. I'm messaging these dudes in the chat. You know, I'm drinking my coffee. And I'm watching Meet Kevin because that's like one of the first things I do in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee. You know what I mean? And
yeah. Meet Kevin is
a YouTuber. And he's talking about what's going on. And I don't know who's speaking. Someone's speaking, right? And they're talking about this electoral college. And the news cuts him off. And he's like, wait, they just cut him off? What's going on? And then it just started. People started storming. You know what I mean? It was wild. It was like reach. It was like World War Z. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's what they look like on that wall.
Yo, it was like World War Z. I was like, yo, these maggots are crazy.
These maggots. Yeah, man. I mean, man, I like when I seen it, I'm like, well, okay. I wasn't too worried, but I was just like, what is going on here? Like, this is something I see on the movie. You know what I mean? It's like
White House down.
Yeah, exactly. White House down. Like
crazy. So well, what's the purpose? I'm still not aware of what's really happening. Like I got off work and social media. I rushed right into it. So I'm listening to y'all.
Yeah.
Learning what took place.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, once they got, you know, Trump told them to march, they all marched, and then some people went further and went inside the actual Congress building on the Senate.
Okay.
In Capitol Hill.
They passed the steps, so they had barriers. They had barriers, like I would say, I'm gonna guess. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a 100 yards from the steps, right? They had barriers, and then they breached those barriers. People were on the steps. They went from the steps. People were climbing walls. They got to the front door.
What?
Some people yeah. broke windows exactly. and got in. They got in. The cops inside. Maced people. You know what I mean? A lady got shot and died. People was in there like taking podiums and stuff like that.
People were taking selfies.
With cops. That was wild. Yeah. Like the cops didn't even try to.
Well, go ahead. You know, that part. You know, obviously, me is gonna run with it, but that was like right. after the fact. Like everybody was like clearing out, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But still, you know, it looks bad.
It shouldn't be in there. You're trespassing government property. You know what I mean?
Yo, and stealing government property.
That one dude ran off with the podium. Happy, you saw that smile.
Right, he all cheese for the camera. Like, hey, check it out.
Yeah, they broke the windows. They were breaking the windows.
Yeah, and then
they went into their offices.
Yeah, they barricaded. Oh yeah, there was a girl who took a selfie on somebody. Nancy's
desk. So it was a dude
on Nancy's desk.
Oh, okay. I saw a girl chilling with a MAGA hat on somebody's desk, and you could tell smoking. It's a nice desk. Yeah, just smoking a bogey.
Smoking, going through the phone records though.
Yo, wild. And then did you guys see everybody was barricaded in the chambers in Congress chambers? Like they up, what was that, like desks or something like that? They put it up against
the furniture.
Dudes had the hammers drawn to the door. Like you come in here, you know what I mean? It's like four or five dudes.
Yeah.
It's like something out of a movie. I can't wait till this movie come out.
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah.
So are they saying Trump gave the green light for this?
No,
he hyped them up.
The Democrats are saying that. I don't know. I don't know if he did. They're like that. Yeah. I don't think that he did like that.
He said march down Pennsylvania Ave. He didn't say run up in the building.
Yeah, he didn't say run up in the building. And he did come back and say, like, yo,
but he said something like we gotta take action. He also did say something, I think it was take action or something like that. But I don't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, go down there and you know, but
true. But the reason why I have mixed feelings about it is because like I'm in chats where like I'm the only libertarian in and everybody else is MAGA. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've heard dudes say, like, really feel like, oh, our country is going to hell and, you know, they're going to take all our rights and this and that. Like, people are really fearful, like, this is the end of the world. And so, like, those type of people, like, you tell them to do whatever needs to be done or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I could see them taking it to the extreme, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of folks like that, you know? Right. So, you know, it's not
because that was kind of a big issue with Trump supporters. Like, oh, they're vandalizing government property, statues, you know, and speaking about BLM, obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And and things like that. And then it's like, all right, but what are y'all doing right now? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the CHH artists were very vocal about this. You know what I mean? A lot of people on the gram.
Yeah, I saw Lecrae, Derek Minor, a couple of folks was talking about it.
Yeah, they were very vocal about, you know, the hypocrisy and how this is wrong as well. You know, if people could take it how they want, because it's kind of like a tit for tat, right? It's like, oh, you know, the people we support did this, now y'all doing this. You know what I mean? Right. So it's kind of hypocritical, but.
And then the fact that it took so long for the cops or the National Guard or FBI they told them to stand down,
right? The National Guard.
Originally they did, because I got a notification on my phone on that Citizen app. It was like, you know, National Guard isn't going in. And then it was like around noon. I seen that they were moving in already, and I was like, wow, like it got serious. But for the most part, it didn't seem like it was violent though. But again, there wasn't any opposition. So who are they going to be violent against? You know, I seen a couple of people snuff some cops, you know,
that's pretty violent.
Yeah, that is. But I'm saying
somebody
like,
got shot and died.
I retract my statement.
I think like two people got shot and somebody died.
Oh, word?
Was it two?
Oh, wow.
I know that lady died.
One person died.
They said somebody had a pipe bomb.
Oh, yeah. Is that true, though? Bomb.
Did they?
There's so many stories. That's the thing, you know, it's like kind of filtering out. Because, you get your news from probably the media, and then you have all the other stories that's on social media, right?
Right.
It looked pretty active on that Citizen app, though.
You got that too, right? That joint was live. That joint was lit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like real time. Like, it's like police scanning on the app. It's fucked up. Yo, you can see.
That's crazy.
People. Yeah. So whoever's on the app, they just go live and they just start filming everything, and they just there's a dude running around with the crowd, breathing all hard, showing what's going on. Wow.
Did you see the dude that was on the bike just going down to the
I missed that.
Yeah, that was like one of the first ones.
One thing that was pretty shocking to me was Trump's tweet to Pence.
Oh, yeah.
He threw Pence under the bus.
He did. Backstabbers. Right.
Yeah. What was it?
What was the tweet?
Wait. Is it what he said that he didn't do his job or something in the back end or whatever?
Oh man.
I mean,
he said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. U.S. demands the truth.
Yo, but doesn't the vice president, they just basically announce it? It ain't like he can really do anything about it, right?
Right. I mean, that was the whole thing, that they were going, you know, presenting their arguments every state or whatever, they would just listen.
Yeah. I think what they wanted was for him to send it back to the states, so like for them to do the investigations or recount or whatever. And that's not what he did. He kind of just conceded, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's
but what can he do? Like the
right,
the
what can
courts
he do
already threw point? It out. They were like, I mean, Trump and the supporters are the only ones that are really saying, yo, this is fake news. I mean, you know, this is fraud, you know what I mean?
Stolen.
Right.
And obviously there's different things that are floating around in the internet that seem to be something to investigate, but I guess there wasn't enough fraud for them to say, well, we gotta overthrow the election, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And then that brings into question the democracy in America, right? Because if you truly believe in democracy in America, and then they tell you, oh no, your vote don't count, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to do this whole joint over again. That kind of undermines, you know, government here in this country, and other countries look at it like that, in the same way, right? You know, the thing for me is like, voter fraud ain't nothing new. You know, like, you know, we talked about it on the show already, where we as a country have interfered, you know what I mean, through our government agencies with elections in other countries. You know what I mean? We've overthrown governments through coups and put our own leaders in place.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't we interfere with elections here? You know, Trump was talking about voter fraud in 2016. Then he won the election, and it was kind of quiet after that. You know? And it was now because Democrats was mad, right? Because of the Dominion voter machines. Yeah, it was like, yo,
they were here, yeah.
Right? Right? There was big mad. There was like, yo, we don't want those here. This voter fraud, whatever, whatever. Trump wins, they don't do nothing about it. You know?
Yeah. I don't think, but they didn't, I don't think they had Dominion for Trump then. Because Dominion was kind of, they didn't have their stuff together, and that was one of the big issues they had with Atlanta here. Because
okay, but the machines were still in question, right?
Yeah.
So okay, so it wasn't Dominion, but the machines were in question. Because I remember they were big mad about it. And
yo, does anybody have good machines? Nobody got good machines, yo.
But they need to do it like they do it in like Pakistan or India or something like that, where you get like.
What's that?
They like put ink on your thumb and that joint don't come off for like 10 days or something crazy. Yeah. So they know that you voted, you know? Yeah. What? They do crazy stuff like that. Yeah. Like you got like a blue finger all day, all week.
Wow. It's crazy to even be talking about something like this.
Right. I know.
It's just wow.
Nuts. Right. This and
but that's also the whole, like the whole 2020, like, Who would have thought? Like we were quarantined and coronavirus and all this type of stuff. Like,
man,
it's wild, man.
That kind of set the climate. I think. Huh? I think that kind of set the climate too, because people are frustrated, right?
Right.
People are mad frustrated, you know, because being on lockdown or whatever. People think that, you know, the government is stripping them of their rights, and so this is like the climactic moment.
Yeah. Yo, so
especially for those who really believe in the system like that.
So does this set the tone, yo? Like, this is how we start in the year? Like, we just rush the capital.
What you want to do over?
Well, we thought it set the tone when they announced about Dr. Dre and
his. That's what I'm saying, because I'm like,
right. That was like, nah, not Dre now. Like, that's how we start. We starting in LA. Like,
right. That's what I said. Like, we keep starting in LA. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
yo, he's good reading, though, right?
Yeah, I was gonna get into it. I was reading that the reason why he's alive now is because he got to the hospital quick.
In time.
Because
Yo, did he go to Cedar Sinai?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's like that's like one of the best, right? When it comes to that.
That's where Jimmy goes. That's his hood.
I wish, bro. If I had that kind of
Calabasas.
I wish I had that kind of
Calabasas.
No, that's not a gal. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, they got to the hospital quick, and then I was reading on the comments that said that a family member experienced the same thing, and they were on the way, and their last words were, "Is my eye red?" And they didn't make it because it happened so quick. Wow. Yeah, so there was like, he's very fortunate that they got to the hospital fast.
Wow. Yeah, because it's like, if it bleeds, it's an issue. But there's a way that they can catch it right away, right? Where they can prevent it from, or monitor it, right?
Yeah. I mean, that part, I don't know.
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah. It was probably like last night, right? It was late yesterday. It wasn't early, right?
Afternoon.
Well, I guess probably early. Early afternoon. For Jimmy and late for us.
And Young. See, you out too. In Cali too, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You were born and raised out there?
Born and raised out here. Born in Riverside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Because I was like, yo, the way this dude rap, he can't be West
Coast. He can't be West Coast? Damn.
Yo, Hurt, right. Y'all don't get mad at me, man. I love y'all, but I'm just saying.
It's the whole coast, man.
The way he giving it up, man. You know what I mean?
I hear. You already see Dante.
Oh yeah, he gonna get on you. He gonna ask him to say.
Immediately.
Come on, man. Yeah, like, you ain't heard Seven spit. Come on, man.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, nah. Yeah, Seven's another one.
Yeah.
But did you guys see what's her name? Cardi B when she was with her daughter.
Oh, when she
That's not Christian.
No, but that's interesting, like, you know what I'm saying? Because some people felt like, well, she makes this music that's, you know, perverse, but so you, her daughter
set it up though. So she was on a live, right, listening to her song.
Yeah, she was listening to WAP, Worship and Praise.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's not what it means, but she was listening to WAP, and then her daughter comes in, and she's like,
turned it down real quick.
Yeah, she turns it off right away. So the media started rolling with that, like, hey, you know, she basically doesn't want her daughter listening to that, which is fair, which is true.
Right.
But then other individuals were blasting her, like, but you make that kind of music, and these are the things that these little girls listen to. Right. And her response was, well, I don't make music for your children. You know what I mean? That's up to you whether you let your children listen to this kind of music or not. So what y'all think about that, man?
It seems hypocritical in one aspect, but then she is right.
Yeah.
In that, yeah, you as a parent should be monitoring what your kids, you know, watch, listen, whatever. So,
right,
you know,
that's tough. I remember when I was doing, I wasn't talking about no WAPs, but I was doing that type of music and like being in the studio recording that type of music with my daughter around, she would pick up that everything I would say. Mm. And a lot of the times we think that's cute, that's funny, you know, certain parents, certain people that's around the parents, they promote it. And right. Until they get to a certain age and they're talking to the parent like that. So it's like, right, you gotta be real careful with stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, you think it's more like monitoring or like, well, I mean, obviously for us as believers, like we don't rock with that kind of perversion, right, anyway.
Some but, do. Some yeah, believe yeah, you do.
Switch to.
Wow, the slander. Okay. That's not Christian. That slander is not Christian. But yeah, like, you know, but then it's a flip side, like, because when you do music, you know your demographics, right? Like, you know, right, you know, people look into the Spotify numbers or the right, YouTube or whatever, and they know right, from this age group to that age group is your main listeners.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying? So I mean, I don't know what her age, what her demographic.
Well, I mean, she's doing music for the strip clubs because that's where she came from.
Yeah.
Right. There's no toddlers in the strip club.
Yeah.
You know, now if radio DJs and everybody else decide to pick it up and it's playing on the radio, I don't think she has control over that, but she has knowledge that this is happening, right? So me personally, I'd be like, dag, like I know my joint's gonna be on the radio. Maybe I might need to switch it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
but that's what she's known for, and that's the recipe that works for her. So I don't think she's gonna be changing it anytime soon, you know what I mean? Right. I see both sides of the argument, man. At the end of the day, you are responsible for what your kids watch, you know, what they consume, you know, right, and you should have more of an impact on your kids than Cardi B.
Right. Now from a biblical perspective, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
so anything that she's saying, whether it's to an adult or to a child, is still, you know what I mean? She's still going to be held accountable for right, that. So, you know, hopefully, because we've heard her say things about Jesus and giving God glory and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, she probably got individuals around her who, you know, just lead her to the Lord, you know what I mean? Lead her to that right direction. So yeah, from a Bible or a Christian perspective, like, nah, we ain't rocking with none of that, whether you an adult or a child. We ain't letting our kids hear that, and we ain't trying to hear that neither.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They can keep that. No, thank you. But that's what you asked. What you wanted to talk about, Cardi? Really?
What you want to talk about, man?
What else? Yeah, from the Capital to Cardi.
I just thought it was interesting.
You know, alphabetical
man,
order.
A, B, C. Also, we got C then.
I see what you did there.
But yo, nice. So y'all out in Cali, you and Jimmy's out in Cali. Are y'all in LA County? Because y'all consider the most dangerous.
Nah, Riverside's a different county.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's close though. It's mad close.
Oh, okay.
It's like like 30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah, wait, but it's still Cali, though.
You guys are both from Riverside?
Oh, no, I'm in LA County.
Oh, you in LA? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm so not like in LA, LA. Like I move.
Well, you're in the most dangerous county in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear nothing about the Bronx no more. I don't want to hear about the Bronx or Brooklyn.
Bro, that's misleading though. Like that, they're talking about like that's FEMA. So it's like earthquakes and floods and stuff like that. That ain't like.
Oh, so they meant dangerous, like dangerous as far as like something natural happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think San Bernardino is like the murder capital right now.
Right.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That ain't in LA County though.
Oh well, then you can so you that's, can
keep, I can still talk about the Bronx. I can still talk about the Bronx.
That's closer to you.
San Bernardino County is closer to me. That's like 25 minutes away from me.
All right, well, don't shoot your videos there.
Are you crazy? That's where he goes, right? Right to the hood.
It's not as bad.
There's ministry there. There's ministry there.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It's getting close. It's a lot of people doing work in there, doing the right. Like Dante and them, they're there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's the place to go.
Yeah, yeah. I see Skillet of Lightmares out there too with them. A lot of people from Hog Mob out there.
Oh, that's when they say Dino?
Yeah.
So that's the murder capital right now. Wow. Yeah, what's that? Because of the gangs.
Look at the property. Look at the property values, bro.
I'm about to check.
Yeah.
But they low?
Yeah.
Want a cop?
Sounds like an investment.
20K.
I remember I did a release party out there, right? And there was a liquor store on the corner of where we were. And
yeah. I heard about this.
We're outside going like getting ready to go on. We come inside, right when we come outside, we go inside, we hear bow, bow, bow. We turn around, we see everybody dropping, we're trying to figure out what's going on. Somebody shot up the liquor store. And then so they called the cops. Cops was like, "Is anybody dead?" Like, not that we know of, they didn't come.
Wow. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
They're like, just another day.
And when they did come, they came by, and it was like an hour later when they did show up. They came by, they collected, they was looking for the shells. They couldn't find any shells. And it was like, all right, we ain't taking no report. We not.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Is that because they don't want to come around them parts?
They don't want nothing to do with that.
Wow.
Because it happens so much in that area that we were in, it's just like it's normal for people to get shot up and go through that over there.
Now, is that because of the gang banging that's happening? It's just like different blocks, different neighborhoods.
I don't even think it's gang activity. I think it's just like the environment that's out there. Like that's how it happens.
Yeah,
it's why it was like this was right before COVID hit. So 2019, now, like during the COVID time, I don't think I didn't hear much about that like that. But
right.
Yeah, it was wild, bro. It was.
And I thought Compton was bad.
Right.
You know, because that's what you hear all the time. I didn't know it was like that.
I mean, it was bad at one point. Well, back in the days.
Well, yeah, sure. But we're talking about... you know, this plot.
Yeah,
this
like place, right? Like 90s and stuff like that. So that was 2019. I think I saw you perform 2019 because you were opening for Esso, right? For Shannon did the show on Long Beach for Colony a Light. Right. That's the first time I actually heard of you, and I was like, "Yo, this dude got mad energy." You know what I mean? Yeah, and it was a dope show. It was a dope show because I remember like Switch was saying, like, I don't listen to a lot of West Coast rap. You know what I mean? And so when I heard you, I was like, okay, this kid is nice. You know what I mean? Like, and then we were talking about you. Actually, Switch was like, yo, this dude is nice. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, I seen him before. And then he started dropping a lot of your songs.
That was recently, like, right? Well,
yeah, yeah. Recently. No, last year. Well, yeah, recently last year. But, yeah, I was like, okay, you know what I mean? This dude is nice, you know what I mean? And that's when I got exposed more into your catalog and stuff like that. Yeah. What were some of your influences growing up?
It's crazy that you say that because I didn't listen to much West Coast music.
No kidding.
I was listening to Jay-Z. I was listening to Kanye. And if you listen to a lot of my catalog, it's sample based. That comes from, you know, that. So yeah, I was a big Joe Budden's fan. Like that was
He was nice.
Like top three, right after Jay and Kanye. So and that's where that storytelling, because if you listen to a lot of music, it's not the traditional song type format. Like I'm just rapping. I picked that up from them. I didn't hear a lot, too many West Coast artists doing that. So that's a lot where that came from.
Yeah, that's where, because like Jimmy said, when we were talking about it, and Switch was telling like, yo, check it out. So we're going through it. So I was like, where he from?
Yeah. Switch was like, yo, John, young, I was saying, yo, he's got to be from New York, man.
Yeah,
ain't nobody rapping like that out in the West Coast.
And it was crazy because I was listening to was it For Another Time? On iTunes, right? So on Apple Music. So I'm listening to your last joint on Apple Music, and Switch was like, "Yo, it's not on Spotify. Is there a reason why? Like, it's not like it's on
your last album."
Yeah.
Oh, For Another Time. It's under a different profile. Oh, like, okay. That's what it is. So to find it, you really got to type in the full For Another Time by Young C title to come up. And that's because so many people, which I knew this coming in, have Young C. It's a common name. Okay. So it's like Spotify is the one that gives me the most trouble when I'm releasing music.
But on the flip side, I see Apple, they throw other Young C's under you too. Because I saw,
it works. Like Apple works for me. Spotify doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we was listening. So now, like we was trying to figure that out. So I'm listening to For Another Time. Switch trying to figure out how he gonna pull it up. So now I'm throwing the joints to them, and I'm like, yo, this joint is crazy. Like, hold on, wait, listen to this one. And we going back and forth, and Switch like, yeah, I'm telling you, he nice. Mm-hmm. I was like, forget that.
Yo. He really was, man. He was hyping you up.
Yeah. now I'm going like, all right, yo, check this joint out. Check this joint. So now, at that point, we was throwing joints back and forth.
Yeah.
So I was at the gym. I think by the time I got home is when I reached out. I said, man, we going to get him on the show. Forget
that. Right. Yo, and yeah, the whole time I'm listening to It Is Finished, right? And I'm thinking I'm listening to the new joint, and these dudes are talking about, you know what I mean? Like something else.
Yeah.
They talking about something else. I'm like, yeah, I heard that. Wait, what song you talking about, bro? Like, nah, this is only on Apple. I was like,
But you dropped a couple last year, though.
You dropped like three projects, right?
I dropped
Four.
Wow.
Four last year. One of them was a joint project. With my guy Aldre. Then I did
It Is Finished.
And the Glory Goes To. Then It Is Finished. Then For Another Time. And the crazy part is For Another Time was done before all of those.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that's the one that came last, which it worked out. God worked that out because I was working on music For Another Time because we was having so many technical difficulties with the album. We had lost files. The computers had gone left. We was having a lot of problems. So I was like, look, people are waiting. I'm going to just put this music out. And then the album ended up getting finished. And so I was like, I'm going to sit on this. Then I didn't know when to release For Another Time. And unexpectedly, I ended up getting COVID.
Oh, wow.
When that happened, I was like, I couldn't record. I was quarantined. Like I couldn't do nothing.
How were your symptoms? Were they bad or asymptomatic?
It wasn't a severe case. Like I didn't have shortness of breath or anything. I wasn't hospitalized or anything. It was
nice.
Like, besides the fact that people was like, they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was good. Like the worst part about it for me, I had this crazy headache. Headache was crazy. Like, picture, have any of you guys had it?
Nah,
no.
Yo, thankfully. I'm starting to question it because I had
I had
a headache for like 2 days straight. Like,
yeah,
it was pounding. Like, it would not go away. It didn't matter what I took, whatever.
That's how it feels. It's like a brain freeze times 10.
Wow.
Can
wow.
do nothing about it. On yeah. top of, like, you got this. Sniffle. You know how when you go underwater and your nose burns? Plus yeah. that at the same time. Like,
oh, wow.
I was done.
For how long? For like a couple of days with that?
Like the whole like out of the 14 days, 10 of them.
Oh, wow.
Did you get your smell and taste back or no?
I still don't have that back.
Yeah, I heard that's common. Yeah, I heard that's common.
That probably was outside of that headache and that nose problem. That probably is the worst part about it because you can eat whatever you want and you don't know what you're eating. Like, you know what it is, but you can't taste it.
Wow.
And they tell you, they like, oh, you can sniff garlic, oranges, but still to this day.
And you just like, Lord, when you gonna take this away? I need my sense. I want to enjoy my food again.
Man, that's all I wanted to do. And
how long ago did you get this?
Couldn't, like, eat the way you wanted to eat. I'm already skinny enough. It was just like, I lost my appetite.
Yeah.
Oh, it was rough.
Hey, so for two months?
A severe case of it. So I can't even imagine, like, when people are really going through it.
Yeah. So you had it for 2 months since October?
I was cleared the first week of November.
So since November, you can't taste or smell anything.
It's Thanksgiving.
Back a little bit, but it's not 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So
the mac and cheese. All that.
Yeah, I got a family member who, she's a nurse, who just got a positive this week, and she was just saying how headaches are insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, how long does that last though? The no taste and smell is that forever? Like,
it's different with everybody. I've talked to some people that have had it and they got it back within like beginning. 2 or 3 weeks, and then I've talked to some people that had it and they still don't have any percent of it back.
Yeah,
like for how long though? Like, what's the longest?
I know somebody who first got it in April and still cannot smell or taste.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wild.
Yo,
well, my stepmom got it, and she was like, that internally she feels like she still got something. Like, and it's been months that it's passed, and she's like, yo, I just feel weird. Like,
that's crazy.
That joint affects your body, man. It shakes you up. Man.
So back to the album.
Like, after being cleared, I try to make up for the time. I was like, I'm about to go back in and record. And it was just like, my throat was not, it was not happening. Cause I did go through a little bit of the burning sensation they say you get.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That's still, anytime I feel anything about me burning, it's just like, oh no, I'm scared again.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. And I did everything. To my knowledge, like, I did everything right. I wore the mask. I was sanitizing all the time, washing hands, stayed away from people, stayed inside the house. And it was like, it still happened.
Wow.
I hear that a lot, though. Like, a lot of people say that. Like, yo, I did everything. Yeah. Still. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
But what if that's why you get it?
We got... Huh?
You know what I mean? Like, what if that's why you get it? Because you're not in the sun. You know what I mean? You're not getting vitamin D. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, your immune system is compromised.
I didn't hear that. Like, from
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I did hear that before. So that could be true. I don't know. Like, and then when you talk to the health department about a lot of these situations, they don't know either because it's so new.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, we don't.
Yo, did they come to your house?
I was over the phone, Zoom, like, they had to keep checking in with me, make sure everything was good. And then they asked me, before the vaccine was, like, ready to go, they asked me, it was like, when I finish my quarantine and everything, they asked me, can we experiment with you? Because you tested me. I was like, what?
Yeah, I ain't no bitter, man.
Crazy. And then they was like, yo, you'll get a $50 Amazon card.
Oh, word. $50 for an experiment? Oh, wow. They try to turn you into I Am Legend for $50.
Yo, I'll be back. I'm going to Capitol Hill right now.
I thought you were going to say
$50.
How's your family? Like, you know what I mean? Your media family, like they've been good throughout all this?
Hey, we're good. I got a daughter and a son. I couldn't see them for 3 weeks.
Wow. Like, that was rough.
I was even funny about telling them, because it's like, my daughter's 13 and she tell all her friends everything that's going on. I was like, I don't want all these people to know what's going on. And then
you're getting like a scarlet letter. Like, yeah, nobody want to be right near you.
And then I was going to announce it like through social media. And right, then I had people advise me like, no, just be quiet, because you don't know who's going to step back away from you because of that. And right, just think about all the people that you were in contact with without knowing you had it. And I was thinking like, dang, who was I around? It's right, I was shooting videos. I had a couple shows that I had knocked out. So I was like, dang, I got to go tell these people that I was just around you and there's a possibility. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the toughest parts too.
Yeah.
Wow. That's scary.
It is.
Ain't no joke, man.
Speaking about scary.
Everybody's good.
Yeah. That's good. Speaking about scary, I was listening to some of your tracks and it seemed like you battled with drug addiction. Is that right?
Say it again.
You battled with drug addiction?
Not drug addiction. Not me.
Okay.
I was around people that battled with it.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Like, I think that It Is Finished. You're listening to It Is Finished when I said something.
Yeah.
I think it was Lies. Yeah. Like, I had a close friend of mine who battled with that. And it was just like, after a while, even having faith, it's just like, man, you can't change anybody regardless of what encouragement and life you give to them. You can't change anybody until they want to do it. Mm. And just when that story was about me first coming to this walk. And it was just like, I was so excited about receiving what I received that I wanted to pour it out on everybody else. So I was like, look, man, you can be delivered from this. You know, like, you could be saved from this. And it was just like, he wasn't trying to hear it. And I got frustrated with that. And I had to learn along this process. It's like, everybody has their own way of changing and coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. You can't, just because you got it doesn't mean that yours is going to rub off on somebody else and it's going to happen the same way it happened for you.
Right.
So, that joint is hard. That joint, and then it leads into How Can I believe. And How Can I, That's the joint I listened to, and I was like, he ain't from Cali, because he's had this Mary sample. He had the Mary sample on that, and when I listened to that,
You did say that. I remember that. Remember? Yeah, he kept talking about the Mary sample.
He's like, yo, he ain't from Mary.
He ain't from Cali sampling Mary.
He won't see that. That's he ain't hear none of that.
That joint was hard, though. This is the whole beat, the way it played out in the sample rock.
Mm-hmm. Where are you getting your beats? Like, are you making your own beats, or you have like an in-house producer? Because it seems like, yeah, because it seems in-house. Like you got someone that you work with, because even though the samples are like similar, you know what I mean?
And right. Jackson, he did, and The Glory Goes Too, he did that whole project. And Dave D, he did all of It Is Finished. So both of them, if you listen to both of those projects, you'll see it's heavy sample.
And then they both on the West Coast.
Yeah. Jackson I've been knowing him since I was in third grade.
Oh man.
He's really like my best friend. And he had a lot to do with me. Cause when I didn't grow up wanting to do music, I was trying to hoop. I wanted to be Allen Iverson. So
another baller.
yeah. So just watching him being himself, and he's just like a wizard when it comes to music. Like, he's just great. He's just gifted. And just being around him, I happened to pick that up, and we never knew what it was going to be, but it turned into something great. And then that's Dave dope. D, he's out of Riverside too. He, I connected with him about 3 years ago. He just hit me up and was like, look, I can take you to that next level as far as production goes, if you want to do it. And I was like, at that point, I was like, let's do it.
Wow.
Tell these dudes, man, they don't think there's hip hop out here in the West Coast, man.
Nobody say that.
Nobody said that, man.
These dudes, like,
guys, capping.
This,
yo, he's capping.
This, Yo, you were saying like he's not from California. What you mean, because he bro? Was
sampling Mary. You know what
that's
saying?
What I'm saying. Well,
it's not just it's also his style too. Like, right. And I think it the influences is what. Cause I felt like, yo, he's a New York transplant. Like he probably was in New York.
Yeah.
And then, but I say the same thing about Jimmy. Like Jimmy knows more about Wu-Tang than Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Like he'd be like, yeah, I know this and that. And I'm like, yo, did you live in New York? Like he's like, nah, but I never jacked, you know, West Coast music like that. So
that's what I'm saying. So like you said, you listen to his style and then yeah. with the beats and the sampling that they're doing, when you listen to it all together.
Right,
it don't sound like it, so it didn't come off that way. So yeah. when I heard it,
you just
like,
you used to that gangster music, right?
I'm listening.
That's the stereotype that we got, man. Put some respect on my coach, man. we got hip hop out here.
That comes from a lot of people's testimonies, though. Like a lot of them were living that type of lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, I didn't have that background. Like I was never in it. Like I said, I was trying to be a hooper. So
right.
And even when I entertained like the gang lifestyle, it was like the big homies was like, nope, go hoop, go do what you're supposed to do. This is not for you. But there's a lot of artists out here that people don't know yet, or they're not on that platform for people to see yet, that are not just West Coast centered, but they're from the West. Like there's a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So speaking of your background, right? I mean, I know you kind of came up, you know, everybody comes up, they might have some issues and stuff, but I know you had your daughter young, right?
Yeah.
And how did all of that play out as far as, you know, you having your daughter young, trying to, because you didn't finish school at the time, right?
Right.
And right. Then,
wow, this dude got.
I had her when I was 19. I was turning 19, so it was 18. But okay. When I found out I was having a child, like I went straight to work. Like I finished. I was like, nah, it's school. I wasn't really focused on school anyway, obviously, because I was out here messing with these women. So that's not Christian. So I ended up dropping out. And getting a 9-to-5, that's around the time when I really started doing music. And it was just a challenge, man, trying to raise a daughter, trying to raise a child, and trying to become an artist without knowing what you're doing. It was tough. So it was a time where I felt like I was neglecting her, trying to chase that. And then the baby mama drama, because we ended up not lasting. So yeah, it got tough, but I never gave it up, you know, like.
Right, I would say you finished school though, you went back, right?
And then it happened again, like I had a son, so.
Part two,
right.
But that situation was a little different because I was a little more mature. I knew what it took to be in my child's life and to do music at the same time. So that's what, I can't say I have it mastered out, but I'm doing a lot better than I was when I had my daughter.
Right. The second time around.
Yeah.
You know what I was really impressed about with the music was the because I feel like in CHH, like I mean, obviously, you know, there's this whole debate about Christian rap or rapper Christian or whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. And I noticed myself that I kind of like the dudes that aren't like Jesus in your face, because I felt like they got more style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the ones that do are straight up Jesus. Not all of them, but some of them, you know what I'm saying? And right. So when I heard you, it was like, it was a balance of both. It was like style and you got Christ and you're unadulterated. There's no compromise. And we're getting, like you said, kind of like that Joe Budden Moo Music feel where it's vulnerability. Yeah. You're getting into your lifestyle. Things that you're dealing with. So I was like, yo, this is a this projects are well-rounded, you know what I mean? Right. So that's one thing, I mean, I encourage you to keep doing, man, and we appreciate that, man, because
it's crazy to hear people say
good music.
To receive encouragement to keep doing it, because there's a lot of people that told me not to do that. It was like, no.
They told you too much Jesus?
Too much church people?
Too much scripture. Like, it was like, find other ways to be creative about how you deliver the word. And it was just like,
oh nah.
And then that you know, coming because I didn't grow up listening to CHH. You know, like I said, the people I gave you, they're not right. CHHR. And I wasn't a big Lecrae fan like that, even when I came over. And that was the person that I came into knowing, like, all right, this is the guy who broke through. Like,
right.
Everybody knows, whether you're Christian or not, you know who Lecrae is. So right. I was more listening to, when I came over, it was like, Aha. I was listening to Gazelle. I was listening to Eshan. I was listening to Jay Monty. And it was just like, these dudes speak scripture and they still have their own style. Like, they don't sound like anybody else to me.
Right.
You know? So it's like, well, if I can be me and still lead people to Christ, that's what I want to do.
Right.
Nope. But in the beginning, it was they was not having it. Even one of the problems I have is even now to this day, like when I went on right before COVID hit, I was on tour with we were starting like a Love Revival tour with Montel Fish. I was opening up for him. And a lot of the churches that we were ministering at were like, his name's Young C. We don't know about this guy.
Wow.
So they would put it on pause because of just being the name Young C related to, you know, other worldly artists, secular artists. And it was right. like, we got to do our background work.
You got Young in your name, so it's a problem.
Right.
Yeah. So I was just like, man, the story speaks for itself. Once you hear the music, you know my testimony. Like, that's all I'm talking about. So it was like everybody who had a problem with it at first, we ended up doing them except one church. They I guess they were against rap as a whole, not just me.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets tricky over here.
Yeah,
I believe
that's
wild. Wow. I didn't know y'all was going through that still. Like, you would think that, you know, like the cross movements and all the CHH artists already kind of paved that way, and y'all still got politics there.
Yeah, that's wild too, because there's a lot of shows out here,
right?
That's crazy. Right. So, let me ask this, so for those that may not have come across your music, right, and this may be their first time, how did you, what was your encounter, you know, with God, and what brought you to God?
In 2015, I felt like I was reaching my peak in the secular realm, and I got offered a deal with Interscope. Wow. And at the time, I was like, again, my daughter's situation, like financially, this would help us out. But there was no peace about that move because, again, I didn't grow up listening to Christian music, but I did grow up in church. Like, my grandma and my mom had me in church. So I knew about the faith. I just wasn't walking it out fully. So when I was offered this deal, it was just like, dang, this could happen. Like, this could change everything right now. But I've just felt heard this little voice saying, like, you do it, you'll lose everything. And I was like, why do I, you know, why is this here? I should be happy. I should be at peace. We should be celebrating. And again, like, the closer I got to it, like the day that we had, I met with that label to sign the papers, it was just like, this voice is getting louder. And at the table, I was like, look, I can't accept the deal.
Because, wait, you sitting at the table about the sign?
Couldn't accept the deal. And they did the same thing. And it was just like, look, I'd rather get that response than lose myself and all the other people that can, you know, that's been in this situation and that I can reach. Because obviously I didn't know what was going on at that time. Like, I didn't know what God was doing or who was doing what. After I had turned it down and I really sat down, like, what did I just do? God starts talking. You know, like, he starts what about speaking at that time.
Your peoples, like, around you probably were like, yo.
Oh, they was hot. They were hot. Like,
this is what we've been working for.
Yeah, you turn down a deal. This is the dream. You stay up every night, all day, spending your time doing. Like, what are you doing?
And they were giving a bag with that too? A little something?
It was more than what I had. I was like, hey, let's go. But, you know, just being obedient And it was just like, look, obedience will take you a long way. And
praise God.
At the time, I didn't know what I was being obedient to and what was about to happen, but I made the choice to let it go. And wow. Here we are.
Wow.
Wow.
So what happened from that point, right, to you actually like truly surrendering your life to Christ and you know, and living
going that route, it out. Music, yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like, and that too.
Your music.
Like after I turned down the deal, I took a break from music. I was like, I'm gonna sit down and really learn God, not just, you know, learn myself and what moves I need to make. I needed to learn God and fall in love with Him. And so I started, I was already out of church, but I was inconsistent in my attendance and serving. So I started being hands-on with that, more consistent with that. And then I started being discipled by people. So just that process started building me up as a man of God. And then at like about 3 months, 4 months after that process, I was like, all right, let's try this music again. And then within 2 months, that's my Vitamin C project.
Oh, okay. When did that drop? That dropped in?
I was 2017.
17, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You went straight to it.
Oh, so you've been busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's only a few years ago, man. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, how many projects and mixtapes you got out right now?
Oh, he can't even count.
Six.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working.
Right.
Yes. I'm trying to. I want to do about 3 this year. Two more albums.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We waiting on it.
Man, what?
Yeah, man. Because of this whole quarantine thing, it's just like all we could do really is, if you have a home studio, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't be working.
Right. You heard that, Switch?
Yeah, I hear that.
Switch get busy too, man. That's why I'm putting the pressure on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm getting old already, man. I'm on my way out.
Oh, man.
But these guys keep encouraging me, so let's see. But yeah, man, that's dope. So do you have any like features that you have in mind for the next projects coming up?
I wanna work with like the big names, but at the same time, I wanna work with the people that's still on like the level that I feel I'm on, as far as like they're not signed or anything. So like Will Cotta, I don't know if you heard of him.
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Man. That boy right there.
Yeah.
Oh, we gonna broker that. Yo, we gonna broker that deal, man. We gonna make
that. Forget it.
We gonna be in his comments.
That's my guy. Like, I've been following him since I found him on social media. And
have y'all talked?
Yeah, we talked about it. So I just gotta find the right record. Like, that's the thing with me. I don't wanna put, because I'm excited, I don't just want to put somebody on something they shouldn't be on. I want to put them on the right one.
Right.
So that's all we're waiting for. I'm just waiting for the production.
Exclusive. You heard it here first.
It's going to be a good one right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
And who else? That's the main one.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to get out of everybody else.
That's going to be bars. Bars and bars and bars.
That's a lot of spitting going on right there.
Man, he's so New York-ish to me. So it's just like, man, I've been wanting to work with an artist like that. So when I heard him, I was just like, who is this guy?
And there we go.
When I hit him up, he responded back to me, and he was like, let's make it happen. So it's gonna happen.
How have you felt about like the media outlets, like in CHH? Like, have you guys like interacted a lot, or is it like you still working your way to get more recognition in the game?
Which ones are we talking about?
Just in general.
Like, do they support you? Like
yeah, are you heavily supported, or are you more like, yo, I'm independent, grinding from the mud, I gotta, you know what I mean?
It's hard to tell. Like, I know a lot of the ones that's beginning now, yeah. I mean, one of the ones I had the closest relationship was H2O. Like, yeah. that was with them. And then I guess they went with Rapzilla. And my situation with Rapzilla was, I was always reaching out to Rapzilla, so I didn't feel like it was mutual. And it's right. like, I love Rapzilla, I support Rapzilla, and but I feel like artists develop this thing where they feel like Rapzilla is the only way to make this happen.
Right.
Yeah. And as far as my journey has been so far, I've done things that I didn't have to do through Rapzilla. Right. You know, like in 2018, I posted this freestyle video, and I ended up saying one of the lyrics, I said something about Ty Tribbett, and he ended up hearing it. And first he followed me, he wrote me, told me how he was blessed by it. And then like a month later, he hits me, he's like, yo, I want you to come do a show at my church. And wow. I'm like, okay. And he was like, I'm gonna fly you out here. And I was like, wait, what? So he flies me out here, flies me out there. This is Orlando. Flies me out to Orlando. I get there, I get off the plane, and you know, like this is some, for me, this is like some movie stuff. I get off the plane and I see people holding signs like, are you Young C? Are you Young C? Hey, what? Black SUVs picking me up. We're rolling to the hotel. Like they're walking me in, and I'm just like, what
we
is
made
that?
It.
Like,
right.
How does this happen?
From a freestyle, right?
Right. So then we get to his church. His church is like a castle. And I'm just like, wow. I ended up performing. And I get, like, he pays me for performing, sends me back. Like, so my hotel's paid for. I'm paid to perform. He flew me out there. So it's like opportunities like that. It's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, blessing, yeah.
That's a blessing to me. Yeah, like, that's a blessing just going the way I go about things now. Like, yeah. I never felt like I had to stretch out and do extra stuff. Like, I do what I feel like the Lord is telling me to do.
Right.
Stay doing what I do.
Right, right.
That's dope.
That's dope, yeah. Man.
What's another one? I don't have any problems with any of them. I'll say
that. Yeah.
Like, I don't have any problems with any of them.
Because I just say that because I, like I said, like, I'm so impressed. Like, to me, you know, honestly, like, you're one of the, when it comes to lyricism, like, I got you up there, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, fresh, you know, fresh new style, fresh new wave, lyricism, the content, obviously, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes when I look at certain medias, I'm like, yo, why are they not giving your man a pass, you know what I'm saying? Or even Will, too. Will's another one where it's like,
right.
Well, I think Rapzilla gave him a pass, too. But, you know, certain medias, like, why are they not even mentioning them, because these dudes are hot right now, you know, in my opinion, from what I see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's all about timing and how God wants to work it out.
Yeah,
it's like that's certain artists, that's not the way they're supposed to happen.
Yeah,
you know, and again, that goes back to me saying, like, a lot of these upcoming artists that I see think that, like, I've talked to a lot of them that'll get a record and be like, I gotta get this to Rapzilla, and I feel like when you're doing music for Christ, it's just like, what are you?
He gonna open the
that
door.
That shouldn't be the intentions.
Yeah.
You know, like, you shouldn't be trying to do this just to get, that sounds like back in the day when people were recording songs to get it to radio.
Right.
You know, and
true.
It's just like, we don't have to do that over here. Like, we're glorifying right. Christ. Like, right. I get that you want the, you know, you want some type of success from it, but at the same time, like, it's about your personal relationship with, at least for me, like, I do music because it's worship.
Right.
You know, I'm giving glory. Like, I don't care about the streams, the follows, or who likes it, who doesn't like it. Like, this is really me giving praise.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. If you following the instructions of the Bible, like, that's all that matters. None any of this that we think is gonna get us somewhere or being top 10 on any list, like, I got over that.
Yeah.
At one point I did have it. You know, so right. That's why I can speak about it. But I got over that, knowing, getting closer to God. It's just like, none of that matters. I don't feel like he honors you being top on a list. Like,
right.
So, yeah,
that's
man.
Dope,
that's
man.
Where I'm at with that.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
For real. What's up?
Yo, last question.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, because recently me and I was, like I told you, I was listening to For Another Time. and Soul Ties, right? That's another. That,
okay, wait. I was gonna ask that.
That was your question.
Hold on. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Well,
I want to know.
Well, now mine is different, right? Because I might. Well, let me see. A little transparency here, right? Well, you know, because I'm gonna say it's my.
Oh, you gonna get deep with it? Wait, so let me go first.
I ain't gonna get deep, but.
Yo, let me go first.
Yeah, just ask the question, man.
Somebody ask the question.
I
want
to know. I know you
bouncing around.
I want to know: are you a big Fresh Prince fan?
Oh, dude. Oh, because yeah, oh, really? The Bel Air didn't throw it off.
Yeah, I mean, and the sample in the episode.
Yeah. Yep. So, he got it. Yep.
Yeah.
See, well, he got the jersey, the hat, all that.
Yeah. But nah, I was gonna say,
now you can go deep with it, jeez.
Right, I am gonna go deep, but it's a dope track, right? But when I heard it, I immediately thought of my stepdaughter. You know what I'm saying? So because, you know, she's a young girl out there, and you know, I could see. She's trying hard to find her way, right? And trying to find that dude or that right guy to be in a relationship with. And me and my wife are always constantly telling her, like, God is going to lead you, you know what I'm saying, to that. So stop searching, because every time you force a situation, it always ends up bad, right? Mm. So, and another situation, you know, and we always trying to talk to her about not being in that, going that far, you know what I'm saying? Because your souls, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, you know what? I heard that joint. I was like, listen to this real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, they don't want to hear what we got to say. Right, you know what I mean? Right. So sometimes it got to come from somebody else. And then when I heard that, I was like, this is creative enough right here. Let me let her rock to this. So I thought that joint was dope. And when I let my wife hear it, she was like, oh, I let my wife send it to her. I was like, you hear that? She was like, yeah, hold on. So
I think from that project, Soul Ties is the highest play record.
Oh yeah.
And I get a lot of, just like you said, I get a lot of, people asking and telling me like they sent this to this person and this person listened to it and it was deep. And then I got a lot of women just telling me how it touched them and they've been in that place or they're still in that place trying to get out of that place. And it's just like, the track comes from me being around this specific woman and she was going through these things. And I was trying to encourage her and get her out, just like you said about your stepdaughter, it was like trying to uplift her and let her know, just be patient. Like, that man is going to come. But in a time with social media, it's social media, that's hard for it, not just women, but anybody to be like, okay, I want to wait. You know, it's hard to do that. So
no, that's facts. That's facts, because you see on social media, like, oh, it's cuffing season. You know what I mean?
Man,
and all that. You know what I mean? Like,
magnifies it, yo. That makes
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, social media kind of magnifies that. Like, you have to get with somebody. You can't be independent. You can't, you know,
it's always goals.
Wait on the Lord. Right.
Relationship
goals. Right.
Goals. Right. And you'd be like, man, stop following that crap, yo.
Yeah.
It's facts, man.
Yeah. So when I it's came tough, across though. That, joke, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it's easy for us to say it, right? When we married. And we have somebody, but those out there, and then they by themselves, and then you throw in social media to make it worse.
Right.
I believe.
And then that's like with me, like I'm not married, so it's just having to be on social media and be consistent. It's like there's a lot of times where I have this reputation where people be like, one minute you'll be here, and then you'll just ghost everybody. And it's just for my own safety. You know, like I got to keep that balance between knowing how to use social media the right way and knowing how to pull myself out of a situation where I feel like I can fall in.
Right. That's not exclusive to single men, man. That, you know what I mean?
Right.
That applies to married men. You got to be careful with that explore page, man. You know what I mean? Because that joint will draw you in real quick. You gotta, you know, you gotta go to the top right corner. There's three dots. You click that, and you select fewer posts like this.
Yeah.
And that joint just vanished. You know what I mean? That's a little life hack for you fellas out there, man.
For real.
Man, that's real.
Or keep clicking on Bible scriptures, and you have more of those kind of things come on your feed.
Right, the algorithm changes.
Nah, but you know what too, though? Like, that's true. But you know what? It's the people that you follow with and engage with.
Yeah, what they do.
If they're engaging with that kind of content, then, you know, Instagram will suggest it to you because they're like, well, if your homie likes it or your homies like it too, you might like this. Check this out. You know what I mean?
Wow. And
then, Zuck be knowing.
Yeah, and then you're like, yo, let me hit these three dots. See fewer posts like this and carry on. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, let me get off Instagram, go do a Devo. Let me go listen to Young C. You know what I mean?
Go listen to that Soul Tie, man.
You know what I
mean? That's what's up.
Hey, stop looking at those pages because it keeps popping up on my Explore page. Yo.
Wow.
That's fine. That's not Christian, bro. Listen.
Yeah, stop.
First of all, I want to know which one you're talking to because
stop.
You know my stance.
Let him bring out the Benny Hinn.
Right. Yeah,
that's crazy. Well,
we want to thank Young C for coming out and being on the show with us. Where can people find you? What you got going on? Go ahead and give us
social media. Everything is Young C, though. That's YOUNGCTHO. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, same thing. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, wherever your streaming services, you can, again, if you type in just Young C, you're going to have some issues. You're going to see a bunch of them. But
I appreciate that hack, though, because I haven't heard that project you guys are talking about. I haven't heard it yet because I didn't think it was on Spotify. So I appreciate that.
For another time. Yeah, you got to really type in Young C for another time. Vitamin C, like you can find Young C Vitamin C. That's the one that's going to come up first, I believe. Or it is finished. Like, we got projects on there. Like, if you'll see me with like a black hat backwards with a purple background, and you'll know it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What do we got coming?
You dropped a single recently? Okay.
Working on a short film. A lot of those songs. So it's gonna be Soul Ties is a part of that short film. There's another song that we have. It's a four song short film, so about 12 minutes and. Nice. It's all going to tie into each other. So that's coming probably around Valentine's Day, if everything goes right.
Oh, wow, that's quick.
You filming or you got someone that...
I got somebody filming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to get him a TNC shirt to appear in there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just always thought, like, he did everything because he's so soulful. I'm like, yo, he like a little Kanye. He do his own videos. He
do everything, right?
His own beats.
He's
right.
He's got the like, backpack. Nah, I outsource all that.
Man.
Yeah, that's dope.
So it's tough to like carry all of that because I'm in the studios, the home studio thing. I'm in here so much, creating so much. It's like, I don't even stretch myself to get into the video side of things.
Yeah,
and now I'm writing for other artists too, so it's like,
oh wow,
yeah.
Oh, I don't think we're gonna end yet.
Holy Ghost rider.
So how much are you? We thought this was over, right?
Yeah. We got another question.
It ain't over now.
How much do you write? Let's talk about that. Do you write like every day? Is a new verse? Is a new song? Or is like you record
because it's a home studio? I don't even write, like. Well, with my own material, it's like I don't write. I just I'm able to kind of like Jay-Z it, or he just hears the beat, breaks it down while he's, you know, in the process of it. But if I'm writing for somebody else, I have like a timeline I follow. Like this day, I'll lock in on that and do it like that.
So your own personal music, you do making music every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then you record a lot and then you pick a batch out of that, or you See?
So, like, when we did It Is Finished, we had probably about 60-something records recorded.
Wow.
I think only 12 made it, 13, something like that.
Wow.
And so, and then the other 40, 50-something songs, they become, like, throwaways. We usually don't use them.
Wow.
That's why we're trying to get into, like, more of the short film type thing so we can not just let these songs go and use like them repurpose for another, them,
right?
Kind of like how we did for Another Time. Like, we that turned into a project.
Yeah, because you probably have people on your team like, yo, you should put that out. And you're probably like, nah, I ain't really feeling it.
That's the worst thing to tell me. Don't tell me to put, if you tell me that, I'm probably not going to put it out.
But man, we appreciate that because, you know, that's something also that, you know, artists, even in CHA, should know, like, yo, there's work ethic that comes with this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just, hey, I got 12 songs, let me just put it out. Like, nah, I'm recording, and the best ones that I feel are the best and good for this moment is the ones you want to release, you know what I mean?
Right. There's a way, like, to put stuff out. Don't, that's what I would say. Like, if I was talking to anybody who's up and coming, it's like, don't just put stuff out because you went and recorded it. Like, really put it together in a creative way to deliver it, because it's so much that we see that people just keep swiping on. You know, a lot of the artists I'm around, like, people just, I feel that they're talented and gifted. It's like they just keep swiping and they don't hear their, what I think could be like their best songs or that can touch somebody or reach somebody, and they just keep swiping. So you just got to be creative about how you go about putting out music in this time, especially where everything shut down. Like, you got to be very creative to keep somebody's attention.
That's true. That's dope, man.
How often is ghostwriting in the industry?
Hey,
because we know like the ones that are already set in the industry, they have writers or whatever, but
right,
Like, are these other CHH rappers you writing for, man? Nah,
you saw his face.
He's like, nah, oh, can't give me all that.
I don't want to do that.
You trying to mess with his bag? Come
right,
on,
you trying to mess his money up? Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, it's both sides. Like, more of conscious rappers and CHH rappers.
Okay.
Like, I write more for CHH, but the conscious rappers, it's just like I'm playing, giving them guidance, not really writing anything for them. It's just helping them out.
Okay.
So, I don't want to say too much about that.
So now we know who he's writing. We know who he's writing for, man. Dante, man. Nah.
Oh,
man.
Yo, chill, man.
Dante,
you
I
chill,
had nothing
bro.
To do with that. Yeah. I don't want that problem.
Nah, dope stuff. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. So thanks for coming out. We'll have Young C's information in the link in the description, so you can stream and follow him and all that stuff. I want to thank you again for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. 78% of you that watch these videos are not subscribed, so please hit the subscribe button. Remember, we are the fastest growing Christian podcast. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.